Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Praise coming Tuesday from President Michael McRobbie as well as AD Fred Glass on what has been in Rio de Janeiro. Lily King's gold, medals won by Blake Peroni of gold, bronze by Cody Miller. Of course, Lily, the first female ever to win an individual event gold and the first male or female in 40 years. Jim Montgomery did it back in the 76 games in Montreal 40 years ago. We know all about the storylines that Lily has developed earlier in the year. National Swimmer of the Year, won the 100 and 200 breaststroke events at the NCAA, and now she can double again with the 200 coming up tomorrow night. She has presented us all with a wow factor, and as her Hoosier coach and assistant with Team USA, Ray Lewes, was telling me.
She's learning that there's, you know, being a competitor has its downsides, too. You know, she doesn't have a lot of friends out there in her races, because they look at her and they're like, yeah, you know, that they see her as competition as well. So she kind of gets she's starting to get a little bit of a cold shoulder. And I said, Lily, that's the best compliment anybody could ever give you. You know, she's a total threat. There's all sorts of different shoes and hats that you got to wear in life, and you know, it's different. Things have changed for her now.
That is Team USA assistant coach and a proud Hoosier coach of Lily King, Ray Lewes. Don't forget, Friday, Lily will also swim a leg on the 400 medley relay. Yet another gold opportunity for her. Don't forget, Terry joins Glass in the Zone in your phone calls tonight and also tonight in Rio. Don't forget, coming up at 10. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
He's full of confidence, much like Lily King. Knows he can get the job done. That's Hoosier redshirt diver Michael Hixon, who along with his partner Sam Dorman out of Miami, compete later tonight for the Olympic medal podium in Rio in the 3-meter synchronized diving event. Then later in the week, Hixon will compete in the 3-meter competition. But Michael and Sam, well, the duo, they've come a long way since the Olympic trials in Indianapolis, and they won the event then, and it takes two here to tango, if you will. And as Michael explained to me before he left for Rio de Janeiro, the effort, the training, starting to pay dividends at the right time on the world's biggest stage.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Sam's extremely talented, and we've only been together for a short amount of time, a couple of months now, but I think it's a good change towards the end of the quad, and it's the right team to be setting for the USA. It's our best medal chance, and the change in the dives, the same list of dives, but, you know, every day you get a little bit better, a little bit fine-tuned.
How cool is it to have Coach Johansson?
It's unbelievable. It's nice to see someone get what they deserve, you know. I mean, he works so hard. He works harder than any other coach in the country. He innovates like nobody else does. And
how has he made you better?
In every single way, you know. I went from being someone who really didn't practice very well and really just was a good competitor to he's made my level in practice so much better, which has made my level in competition even better. I've gotten at least 50 points better since I've been here, which is huge.
Well, that is Michael Hixon, and over the course of the week, we'll watch with interest as Michael and his partner Sam look for a top three, and who knows, maybe the way it's been going, maybe gold. That's why we compete. Michael's duty on the 3-meter won't start until next Monday in Rio. Don't forget tonight in the Zone, Terry joins Glass and your phone calls at 6 and 2 for a complete wrap of what's going on in Rio tonight in Rio at 10 o'clock. I'm Joe Smith.